Well, it's Labor Day. It's the last day of summer in many people's eyes, including mine. And back when this season started, we asked NPR's Stephen Thompson to predict which songs would be everywhere this summer. Well, some of those predictions probably sound pretty familiar by now. There's Kate Bush. Running Up That Hill, the 1980s song revived by the TV show Stranger Things. Lizzo's About Damn Time. Turn up the music, let's celebrate. That one is pretty self-explanatory. I'm gonna be okay. And of course, there is Beyoncé. You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. She had a whole album drop this summer. Stephen Thompson is back now to chat about just how right his predictions were. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Juana.
All right, we are journalists. We are in the business of facts. So if you can fact check yourself, what happened in music this summer?
Well, I think I mostly got it pretty right. I mean, I certainly picked three songs that were massive hits in the summer of 2022, but it's important to note that Song of the Summer is a marathon, not a sprint. These things didn't happen overnight. They had weeks or even months, or in the case of Kate Bush, years of rollout before they kind of took off and became kind of defining songs of this summer. So I got them right, but it was a pretty easy lift.
Okay, so I gotta ask you here, was there a clear winner? Who came out on top to you?
Well, I think, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder, and there are different metrics at work here. We could talk about what was streamed the most on Spotify. We could talk about what topped the Billboard charts. We could talk in sort of a more nebulous way about what kind of dominated the cultural conversation. And I don't think you can necessarily slot the same song into all those spots. The most streamed song on Spotify in the summer of 2022 was Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush from 1985.
Right. It's you and me.
It's you and me. You'll be unhappy. Thus showing that a song can have the longest imaginable tail and still have enormous cultural resonance years and years, decades later. The most streamed song globally was As It Was by Harry Styles. I think that's kind of the song that we talked about a little bit earlier this summer, but I think I certainly underestimated the staying power of that song. That song is still number one on the Billboard charts.
So, any other artists that come to mind who also had strong showings this summer that maybe surprised you?
Well, I wasn't necessarily expecting Jack Harlow's song First Class to kind of climb as high on the charts as it did and stick around as long as it did. And I can put you in. That song had an enormous amount of staying power, in part due to radio airplay. They say you a superstar now, damn, I guess I am. You might be the man, well, that's unless I am. Okay, I'll confess I am. So Jack Harlow is certainly an example of somebody who really broke through in 2022 and had a very, very big summer. I think it's definitely worth mentioning Bad Bunny. Hey, Titi me preguntó si tengo mucha novia. Bad Bunny put out an album called Un Verano Sin Ti back in May, and its songs were just all over the streaming charts all summer long. If the metric you're using is streaming, he was enormous. If the metric you're using is the number of times I heard it playing out of car windows, it also qualifies. He had a massive, massive, massive summer.
Okay, so when we talk about some of the names we started out with, Beyoncé, she's been around for nearly 25 years. Kate Bush's song Running Up That Hill came out before I was born. But were there any newcomers that sort of came out of nowhere this summer?
I don't think this summer was necessarily a big one for completely left field artists who came entirely out of nowhere. I think you're starting to see some trickle up, though. I think this fall, you're going to hear a lot more of Blackpink. Blackpink is a K-pop girl group. The just played the VMAs. They've got a song called Pink Venom that's kind of climbing the charts. We didn't necessarily have that one big K-pop smash hit that defined the summer the way we have from BTS in the last couple years. And I think Blackpink, a band that a lot of people have been talking about as a next big thing for the last few years, they seem to finally be crossing over to the U.S. in ways that began this summer.
When I think back about our conversation at the start of the summer, we also talked about how house music was reemerging, both in Beyoncé's songs and Drake's new album. Were there any other big artists that we saw dabbling in house, or was that kind of a one or two off?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think that particular trend in pop music is still kind of revealing itself. You know, the saying, you know, two's a coincidence, three's a trend, or whatever. I mean, you had Beyoncé and Drake really doing that. I can't help it, I'm so into you. And certainly other artists have broken through in dance music, but I'm not sure that's necessarily taken over the sound of mainstream pop music the way it seemed like maybe it might for a minute there.
Now, I know summer is sadly coming to an end, but we are headed into what I think is the best season of the year, fall. And I don't know if there's like a song of the fall, but Stephen, what are you excited about over the next couple of months? What kind of artists are going to be bringing you into autumn?
I mentioned Blackpink. That feels like it's about to become a really, really, really massive thing in terms of topping charts. There's a new album from Carly Rae Jepsen coming out in October. She is an enormously reliable pop hitmaker. I got a beach house in Malibu, and I'm probably gonna hurt your feelings. There's a new Taylor Swift coming out in October. She is certainly likely to dominate the cultural conversation really between now and then, as she so often does. We're going to see more of these kind of BTS solo projects rolling out, that any of which have the potential to kind of cross over in a big way. But one thing that's worth keeping in mind is songs really aren't just songs of the summer. Pop singles have more staying power than just about any piece of pop culture right now. Movies stay in theater for just a few weeks. Even Top Gun Maverick only stayed in theaters for a few months, right? But sometimes these pop songs will last and stay on the charts for months and months and months, or even years. I mean, Glass Animals had the song of the summer with Heat Waves a while back. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. Heat Waves been faking me out. And that thing still hasn't gone away. So some of the songs of the fall are going to be the same as the songs of this summer, because songs take so long to kind of slip out of the public's imagination.
All right, Stephen Thompson from NPR Music, thanks for helping us fill out our playlist this year.
Thank you, Anna. Sometimes.